Peter packs up our gear while I lay out a big meal. The rest of the rabbits, roots, greens, the rolls spread with the last bit of cheese. The only thing I leave in reserve is the squirrel and the apple. By the time we're done, all that's left is a pile of rabbit bones. My hands are greasy, which only adds to my growing feeling of grubbiness. Maybe we don't bathe daily in the seam, but we keep cleaner than I have of late. Except for my feet, which have walked in the stream, I'm covered in a layer of grime. Leaving the cave has a sense of finality about it. I don't think there will be another night in the arena somehow. One way or the other, dead or alive, I have the feeling I'll escape it today. I give the rocks a pat goodbye, and we head down to the stream to wash up. I can feel my skin itching for the cool water. I may do my hair and braid it back wet. I'm wondering if we might even be able to give our clothes a quick scrub when we reach the stream, or what used to be the stream. Now there's only a bone-dry bed. I put my hand down to feel it. Not even a little damp. They must have drained it while we slept, I say. A fear of the cracked tongue, aching body, and fuzzy mind brought on by my previous dehydration creeps into my consciousness. Our bottles and skin are fairly full, but with two drinking and this hot sun, it won't take long to deplete them.
The lake, says Peter. That's where they want us to go.
Maybe the ponds still have some, I say hopefully.
We can check, he says, but he's just humoring me. I'm humoring myself, because I know what I'll find when we return to the pond where I soaked my leg. A dusty, gaping mouth of a hole. But we make the trip anyway, just to confirm what we already know.
You're right. They're driving us to the lake, I say,
where there's no cover, where they're guaranteed a bloody fight to the death with nothing to block their view.
Do you want to go straight away, or wait until the water's tapped out?
Let's go now, while we've had food and rest. Let's just go end this thing, he says.
I nod. It's funny. I feel almost as if it's the first day of the games again, that I'm in the same position. 21 tributes are dead, but I still have yet to kill Cato. And really, wasn't he always the one to kill? Now it seems the other tributes were just minor obstacles, distractions, keeping us from the real battle of the games, Cato and me. But no, there's the boy waiting beside me. I feel his arms wrap around me.
2 against 1 should be a piece of cake, he says.
Next time we eat, it will be in the capital, I answer.
You bet it will, he says.
We stand there a while, locked in an embrace, feeling each other, the sunlight, the rustle of the leaves at our feet. Then, without a word, we break apart and head for the lake. I don't care now that Peter's footfalls send rodents scurrying, make birds take wing. We have to fight Cato, and I'd just as soon do it here as on the plain. But I doubt I'll have that choice. If the game makers want us in the open, then in the open we will be.